Hi everybody, it's just him again, and I'm here with part two of the iMesh program. This time I'm here to demonstrate how you upload something to iMesh as well as finding what you've uploaded. Now, please keep in mind that when you upload something to iMesh, it does take a while to appear on there, because I guess the server has to, I guess iMesh servers have to find what you've uploaded, but it does get uploaded. But I thought I'd show you how you upload something to iMesh, and this is my part two series here on the free legal file sharing program iMesh, which is also a music subscription service as well. Okay, well, to get started, I'm going to put in a CD into my computer. I'm going to go out here into the other room, and what will happen here is when you upload something to iMesh, this makes it available for other users of iMesh to share with others. So I'm gonna find a CD that I bought several years ago. One of the things I would like to tell you is that you can also upload podcasts to iMesh, which I was extremely surprised, actually. I was very surprised to find that you could upload podcasts, which is quite amazing. But I'm not going to upload any of BCT's podcasts, because I don't think BCT would want me to do that. I just uploaded mine as far as what I did, and I'll show you how to search for your own podcasts if you have uploaded some to iMesh, if you're an iMesh user wanting to upload songs to iMesh. So anyway, let's get started. I'm gonna find a CD that I bought several years ago. If I can find the correct one here. See, what I'm actually looking for over here is a disc that I bought. I bought this CD in early 2004 that I'm trying to find here, because, well, the band that's no longer doing it, that's no longer making these albums, is no longer around. So I don't think this will matter, because the band that I'm about ready to upload a song to iMesh, is no longer there anymore, so the person who originally did this band won't really care, because it's no longer there and there's no concern. So I can upload songs all I want to iMesh. If I can never find the proper disc here, I know it's here. I just gotta find out exactly. Oh, here it. Nope. That's not it. Because I already uploaded one album from this band particularly. And also this band. Oh, here it is. This band is independent, which means it's not signed by a record label. And this band, in case if you are wondering who they are, they're a band called Paramecium. And if you're into doomy style metal and metal with Christian lyrics, then you will dig this. But I'm not here to promote songs. I'm here to show you how you upload songs. But
I will have the song playing during the status of copying the song to my computer and then uploading it to iMesh. So now I'm going to put the disc into my CD drive, and what's going to happen is iMesh will start and it will begin playing the disc that I've loaded. So it's going to start now. So we should wait a minute and it will start. Okay. Okay. I don't know if you heard that. What it said there was Paramecium, a time to mourn. So I'm going to use my Jaws cursor to navigate to what I want. Whoops, well, Marlins. I don't know what Marlin is, but I'm going to use my Jaws cursor to find this. Please identify your album. Okay, well, I don't know why it wants me to identify it. Okay, a dialogue box popped up asking me to identify the album that I've inserted. So there should be a list here. I don't know why it did that, but usually it doesn't, so let's see what happens.
In order to display the most accurate album information, select which album you have inserted from the list below. The selection under the option, click a possible to cancel. List box, Paramecium, time for more, 1 or 2.
Okay.
Press the arrow key.
Okay, the first list that we have is Paramecium, a time to mourn, So, if we arrow down,
the question heartbeats and other sounds from God's misanthropy.
Nope, that's not what we want.
Paramecium, time to mourn.
That's exactly what we want. So I'm gonna press
okay button to enter.
So now it should display the correct album. So now, if you want to copy a song to the computer, I'll show you how this is accomplished. And then I'll show you how you upload something. So, okay. Okay, well, Jaws is not properly. Jaws cursor is not properly up there, so let's see if we can. Oh, never mind. iMesh is running, but I don't have it.
A moment.
Okay, that's what the song is. So now, what I'm gonna do is select the song that I wanna rip to the computer.
Song 10:47 p.m. clock.
Yeah, that's the time, of course.
Start the Monday clock.
So,
my friends,
That's the track number.
Right, say rip track.
I'm going to rip the track to the computer, and it will rip it.
Enter. Leaving menus. Now. Multi-select list box 2. I'm not to blame. Paramecium time to mourn 444. 2 of 9.
Okay, now it's ripping it. So,
dog cursor.
This may take some time. A little bit.
3 graphic. Graphic 820,
okay.
Discover 2, graphic 211, I'm not to blame, paramecium time to mourn 444, 17%, graphic
17%?
I'm not to blame, paramecium time to mourn 444, 98%.
Ooh, that was fast. 98% already. Wow. I didn't know it would do that, so...
Crap, 98%.
Oh, still at 98%. So let's see if it's done.
Graph 98 for graphic 820. Discover 2 graphic 211. I'm not to blame. Paramecium time to mourn 444. 98% graphic 669.
Well, still at 98%. It should be done by now. But I guess it has to find the data. But wait a minute.
PC 2, I'm not to blame. Paramecium time to mourn 444, 98%, 2 of 9. 3, my thoughts. Paramecium time to mourn 446.
My thoughts, that's the song. That's the name of the song, that is.
2, I'm not to blame. Paramecium time to mourn 444.
And it's done. So now I'm going to take out the disc. Because I won't need it now.
3 view, all A, 618, graphic 263, 165. To move through or expand items, use the arrow key.
So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to put this disc back where I found it. And then I'll show you how you upload something. And I will also show you how you can find the podcast that you did on BCT that you've also uploaded to iMesh. Now this is my podcast only. This is none of you guys' podcast because I feel that you guys deserve privacy as far as nobody else getting access to your podcasts that you don't know. As far as anybody that you don't know as far as on iMesh. So, but I will show you mine that I've uploaded. So if one of you guys are on iMesh, and if you have a free iMesh account, then if you search for my name, then you can find my podcast that I've uploaded. But first, what I am going to do is move the song that I recently uploaded to my computer. I'm going to upload it onto iMesh by moving it to the shared folder, which is the folder that I have on my computer that I've added in iMesh. So, but I will check that to see if the folder is in there, and I'll go ahead and check it.
Jaws cursor, top file menu, crack, L tools menu.
And it's under Tools.
Root PC, the Jaws, context menu, tools.
What I did there was I rooted my Jaws cursor to the PC cursor when I had my Jaws cursor on the Tools menu.
My account library and downloads.
Library and downloads. So let's see.
Enter.
If the
leaving
folder
menu
is in there.
iMesh preferences dialog. Restore iMesh defaults button to act.
And we don't want to restore iMesh defaults, because what will happen is it will restore your iMesh default settings.
Reactivate all apostrophe don't show again dialogs button to act.
We don't want to reactivate those either.
OK button, cancel button.
That's the OK and cancel, and we're not done changing anything. So, but I'm not going to change anything here. I'm just going to go in and see if the folder that I want to share is in here.
Library and downloads. Dialogue. Folders included,
okay.
In my library. List view. iMesh prep. Reactive. Restore.
Oh shoot. This is one thing I forgot about iMesh. You can't use your down an up arrow key to view the folders that you've added, it will take you, it will knock you right out of your folder list. I don't know why it does, but it's not. Yeah, that part is a little bit has focus issues, so unfortunately you can't do that. But you can do it by hitting your other arrow keys, by hitting your page down keys to view your folders. But I will go back in here.
React, okay. Dialog, folders included in my library, list view, not selected, see / documents and settings / Tim Johnson / my documents / my music / iMesh check, 1 of 6.
That's the iMesh folder. Now, please keep in mind that when songs get added to the iMesh folder, you cannot share songs. That is not a shared folder, because iMesh, for some reason, does not have this allowable as far as sharing the songs that you've downloaded from iMesh directly. They don't want this because it'd be a liability and a legal issue. So, and that's kind of a good thing, because you wouldn't want somebody sharing a file that doesn't have the permission to share it. But I do have some shared folders in here, and I'll use my page down keys.
Page down, see / documents and settings / Tim Johnson / my documents / my music / Bell Sagath checked.
I don't want that one, but what I do want...
End. See / documents and settings / Tim Johnson / my documents / my music / filter checked.
And I don't want that one either, so I'm going to use my other keys that's next to the / key. If I can find the right button here.
See / documents and settings / Tim Johnson / my documents / my music / rapture mp3 checked.
I don't want that folder either.
See / documents and settings / Tim Johnson / my documents / my music / paramecium mp3 s checked.
Okay, paramecium mp3s, that's the one that I have created. And I'm going to press the cancel button.
Enter iMesh.
Because because that one is in the library. So what I am going to do, though, I am going to go into my iMesh folder, because that's where the song that I copied is at. That's the song that I copied it to. That's where iMesh stored it.
My music, 4 of enter. Leaving menus, my music, fold iMesh.
Select iMesh.
Enter, folder view, 02, I'm not to blame. 02 in judicial. 02, I'm not to blame.
There we go. Now I'm going to copy it.
Tab, play up shop for me, copy this file, enter.
I'm going to copy it.
Copy items dialog, select the place where you want to copy, 02, I'm not to blame. Then click the copy button. Copy button.
I'm going to select.
Tab. Can't tab. Select podcast 17.
No, I don't want the I don't want the podcasts folder. See, that's where I have my podcast at. I have it uploaded to iMesh. For those of you blind cool tech guys that are out there that have iMesh and want to also download my podcast from iMesh here. So,
level 3, paramecium mp3s.
There's the paramecium mp3s folder, and I want to copy it to
enter.
There.
Folder view, list view, 02, I'm not to blame, 2 of 608, to move to item view with the arrow keys.
Now, it should be there. Let's check it.
Folder view, list view, not selected, backed up FM radio and voice stuff mp3, 1 of 273, to move to item view with the arrow keys.
Okay, that was my folders that I have on here.
P, paramecium mp3s.
There's the folder.
Enter, folder view, list view, not selected, 01, the birth and the massacre of the innocent, 1 of 8.
There's the tracks.
02, I'm not to blame.
There's the one that I copied. Now, if I search...
iMesh, 3 view, all A, 600.
Now if I search for the song that I have uploaded.
Preview 10 years open, 2 items.
No.
The MOOP level 0, Paramecium open, 2 items. Level 1, Exhumed of the Time to Mourn.
Time to Mourn. And let's double click this rooting it to the JAWS cursor.
JAWS cursor.
We're rooting the JAWS cursor to the PC cursor. And let's see.
Dot the T. Gravity. Dot the left. Dot T.
Okay, JAWS doesn't read that very well, so. Actually,
PC time to mourn.
What I need to do
JAWS
here.
Earth, grab Oasis 1.
I don't want Oasis, thank you very much.
Top of L, crap, graphic door, crap, hypocrisy, crap, attackless, crap, orbit, clock, graphic, crap, master 1. Add Matt, my friend, Metro, click, Neurosis, Oasis, crap, add a friend, crap, image, check, pop.
Okay, I wanted the actual track listing here.
Top of crap, L, crap, graphic, crap, header, tie, art, L, link, crap, evil, but with S, dot, left, pair, crap, I'm.
Okay, I'm, which is the first letter, word. Because I now have my JAWS cursor set on the beginning of the track, so I route my JAWS cursor to the PC cursor.
Root PC to JAWS. Multi-select list box. I'm not to blame. Paramecium time to mourn. 444 2. 1 of 2.
Okay, so I have it set on that.
JAWS cursor. Track I.
Now I press the right mouse button with my JAWS cursor to see what options I have, because I want to see if it got uploaded. So I don't know if it did or not.
Right mouse button, contact, play. Play album, send song submenu, S.
And it did get uploaded, because that send song submenu is in there. It's now, I now copied it to the Paramecium MP3s folder.
Prom.
Oops.
Escape, leaving menus, multi-select.
Now if I want to search for it.
JAWS cursor, top of file.
On iMesh.
Graphic for LGVX.
Oh, we're getting some sluggishness here. I don't know why, but we're getting some. So hopefully that will fade away in a few minutes. So.
Graphic 313, my look. Graphic 536, search iMesh. Artists. Track header. Touch track graphic artist show. iMesh.
Oh boy. Oh man. Yeah, we're getting a little bit of unstableness here. So hopefully that will fade away pretty soon.
Search iMesh.
Okay.
Root PC the JAWS. Level 0. Search iMesh. 2 of 10. Combo box. Paramecium. 0. Graphic 85 exhumed, 6 what review, graphic 85 exhumed, 6, 1 of 1.
Okay, what I actually wanted it to display was the edit box, but it did not display that, so I don't know what happened there, but let's try it again.
JAWS cursor, search, iMesh.
Shoot, yeah, it's real sluggish right now, I don't know what's causing it, so let's see.
Root PC the JAWS. Edit combo. Paramecium. 0 items. Accept.
Okay. There's the edit box, which is Paramecium, is the first option in there.
Enter. Preview. All artists. 1 of 1. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys.
Okay, now what you just heard there was the all artists area. That's the preview items that are in there, and JAWS works really well, is doing really well at reading this. I thought that JAWS wouldn't be able to read this very good, but it does. It's just like Windows Media Player in a way, but like I told you before, you have to use your JAWS cursor a lot in iMesh to use it, but that doesn't mean that it's completely inaccessible. It is accessible, but not completely, like I said in my previous podcast. Okay, so if I let's see how many artists that are shown in here.
All artists, 1 of 2. Paramecium open.
And there's the Paramecium, because that's what I uploaded.
Paramecium open, 1 item. Level 1. Exhumed of the Earth, 1 of 1.
Okay, the current album that's in here right now is Exhumed of the Earth, because that's the one that I uploaded. Now, I think, from what I understand, I think iMesh has to process what you've uploaded onto its server, I think, after you've created the folder and then uploaded a song to that shared directory. I think that's what has to happen, I think. I'm not quite sure, but correct me if I'm wrong. I think that's what has to happen. So if anybody is an iMesh user on Blind Cool Tech, go ahead and let me know. And my contact information is at the end of this recording. So I will let you know of... I will give you my contact information afterwards. Now, there's one more thing I wanted to show you here. Is how you search for a podcast that you've uploaded, but I'm not going to keep it on iMesh for long, actually. I'm going to remove it because iMesh is not a file sharing system that shares podcasts, unfortunately. Well, they are, but it'd be kind of strange to upload podcasts onto iMesh if it's a music-only site. If it's a music-only network, it'd be kind of strange, though, but I don't think it bothers too much, but I am going to remove it pretty soon, because it'd be kind of, you know, strange adding podcasts to the iMesh network, especially from BCT, so, because that's what BCT is for. So, but I will show you how you search for a podcast. For example, the one I did on my Magic Chef Talking Microwave Oven, for those of you guys that are interested. So let me get out of here.
LG Crap Bear Mute and Mute Barrel Exhumed Me and with all. Sir I Crappy I Mesh Premium Only Checkbox Not Checked.
Oh, one of the things I wanted to show you here is when you search for a song in iMesh, there's a bunch of other options. There's several options that you can choose from. You can choose from iMesh premium only tracks to free tracks that you, the user, have uploaded or other users have uploaded. So, because this contains both free tracks and iMesh premium tracks. Now, the iMesh premium tracks are basically tracks that you could download, but you have restrictions, okay? You cannot share these tracks as far as uploading them because they're not shareable. However, you can send them to somebody in an email, though, to share them, but you can't share them as far as uploading them yourself, because they've been already uploaded by iMesh and by the artists directly. So you can't share these. So I thought I would just let anybody know out there. I thought I would let you guys know out there for anybody who was curious. Also, you cannot burn these to a CD currently, because by copyright protection, you have to buy the songs to the CD. You have to buy the songs individually, which is not too bad because you only pay 99 cents per song, which is fine if you're not planning on buying the whole album. Which I don't think you can buy the whole album. I don't think you can do that. Unfortunately, no, you can't. But you can buy all the songs if you want, and I'm not quite sure how much they are on iMesh here. I have yet to find out. So, okay, now what we're going to search for is my name, and that has my podcast on it.
Jaws cursor search button all with and music Baromesium. Exhumed of iMesh search iMesh Paramecium.
Okay, I don't want to search for you, Paramecium, right now because I don't have the new album uploaded yet, although I did upload it, but it's not in there yet. So
Truth PC the Jaws edit combo
Now I'm going to type in my name.
T-I-M, Val, space, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, space.
There we go.
Tim Johnson.
Tim Johnson, which is, of course, my name. So now I'm going to press enter on this.
Enter. Preview all artists, 1 of 11. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys. Level 0, all artists, 1 of 13.
Okay.
All artists, 1 of 13.
There's 13 artists. So now if I press the letter T.
T, Tim Gain, open, 1 item.
Tim Gain, nope.
T, Tim Phone, open.
Nope.
T, Tim Johnson, open. Tim Johnson, open, 2 items.
Okay, that's pretty strange. I don't know what happened. Here there should be 3 items, but...
Level 1. Shout praise it. Shout level 0. Tim Johnson open. Tim Phone open. Level 1. Ambience. Soundtrack. Level 0. Tim Johnson open. 2 items.
Oh, I guess iMesh removed it, because iMesh is currently not a podcast directory. Yeah, iMesh is not... a podcast.
Level 1. Shout praises. Shout praises. Kids. Shackles.
Nope, that's definitely not me. That's somebody else with my first and last name. That's an artist. But unfortunately, as far as my podcast goes, because I recently uploaded it just this last night, and unfortunately, they don't support podcasts. Unfortunately, because... what we do are like several hours long, and unfortunately that's not supported by iMesh. So iMesh quickly, I guess they removed it, I guess. So, oh well. That's okay. I mean, that's not important. All that's important is me showing you, all that's important right now is for me to show you how you search for podcasts and for the music that you've uploaded to iMesh yourself, as far as sharing it with friends that are on iMesh. So, but yeah, iMesh does not support podcasts, unfortunately. That's why we have Blind Cool Tech, because it's not, you know, that's not what iMesh is about. Unfortunately, but that's okay. I just thought I would do it for demonstration purposes, but I'm glad to know that iMesh doesn't support it. So, okay, well, now let's check to see if my album from my CD got uploaded. Let's
Dog
see
cursor.
If it did.
Top file, LG, crap, blink, graphic, Blaine Larson, Tim Will, crap, LG, via, graphic, 486, search, iMesh, search, iMesh, through PC, Tim Johnson, 0 items.
Actually, let me check one more thing.
Tag, contact, contact. Search, iMesh, premium only, checkbox, not check.
Nope, they removed my podcast that I've uploaded, so unfortunately that's not supported by iMesh, because that is too long, unfortunately. So...
Shift tab. Tab. Search button. Shift tab. Multi-select list box. Jubilee tip.
No.
Tab. Preview. Graph tab. Combo box. Tim Johnson. Tim Johnson. Space.
Let's search for that other album that I've uploaded here.
P-N-A-R-A-M-A-E-C-I-U-M. Space. Paramecium.
Paramecium.
Enter. Preview. All artists. 1 of 1. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys.
And I know that iMesh will not delete this one, because this is music, not podcasts, which I'm sure you guys all know of. So,
all artists, 1 of 2.
So, anyway.
Level 0, Paramecium open, 1 item.
Okay, well, the, album that's currently there did not get uploaded yet, so I'm not quite sure if you have to show the file name in order for it to get there. I'm not quite sure yet, but I believe that's what has to happen, I think. So anyway, Well, that about does it for part two of iMesh, as far as how you upload your favorite songs that you want to share to the iMesh network. And this band, Paramecium, is no longer around anymore. So it really, nowadays, because they're not around anymore, is completely okay to share these tracks because, well, nothing's going to happen as far as legal issues. And besides, iMesh is completely 100% legal because they got the iMesh premium tracks, which you can download or buy songs, you know, to do other things like burn them to a CD or whatever. And you also have the iMesh tracks that are free. For example, the ones that I uploaded. And also ones that other users have uploaded. So, okay, well, here's my contact information if you want to contact me about this part two edition of iMesh. Email address is Tim Johnson, TimJohnson, 537 at msn.com. And one more time for you, that's TimJohnson, 537 at msn.com. Okay, well, I'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.